California's in great shape when it comes to the economy. Unemployment in the state is at a record low below 4%. The most recent numbers show the state's economic output adding up to $3 trillion, making it the fifth largest economy in the world. And California is once again expected to have a budget surplus for the coming year. But the Golden State is also wrestling with huge challenges, including the homelessness crisis and a housing crunch. So how can things be so tough when times are so good? In this edition of Zocalo's Connecting California, commentator Joe Matthews says he's come up with an answer.
Things are tough in California because times are good. Our booms.
Run that by me again.
Yeah, it's not a yin yang. It's not one or the other. How can these people be? How can people be poor? How can homelessness be so bad at a time of economic boom? It's the boom that makes things tough and makes us miserable because of the nature of booms in California.
So what kind of nature are we talking about? Is this kind of like the fact that they're so big that it's like trying to surf a huge, powerful wave and some people are able to ride it and other people just get totally caught up and mashed by it?
That's a pretty good metaphor, actually, the wave that's hard to ride. We're a volatile place. Our booms are tend to be bigger than everyone else's, and our busts are bad, too. Booms are really hard because the cost of living goes up, particularly in a state that is so entrepreneurial and has so led the way in turning almost everything into a commodity, particularly housing, which is not just housing, of course, it's an investment. So what you're seeing in this boom, there's this tremendous pressure to get housing where it's being put in as often in places that were poorer because people can afford the land and can develop there, but that displaces other people. So you have this sort of sense of most people who have a place to live are renting or owning a house that they couldn't afford right now if they had to pay today's prices.
But it's not just housing, right? There are other factors here, too. I mean, like pay. You have people at the top income scale who have really gotten great boosts during the boom, but a lot of other folks haven't.
Middle income people have seen a boost in pay, but nowhere near the folks at the top. And people at the bottom have seen a little bit of a boost, but nowhere near the boost to people in the middle and at the top. So there is this sense of even though you may be making gains, California is growing so fast, it's getting more expensive that you're actually falling behind. In a perverse way, the busts are sometimes easier. When things get cheaper here, it gives people a moment, an opening to get in, to find a place to live.
I have to believe there are going to be some folks who disagree with you, including the tens of thousands of people who lost their homes in foreclosures during the Great Recession.
That's true. And I'm related to a number of those people. And the busts are tough. But in some ways, the state's history, we're a product of the busts. Whether it was in oil or aerospace or citrus even, we had these big boom run-ups. And then it was after the boom went bust, things got cheap, new waves of people came in to take advantage of the situation, and you do that. I mean, I live in a house that I could not afford today and could not have afforded before the Great Recession. But for a couple years there, I could just barely afford it with the mortgages too big. The busts sort of create a breathing space, and the booms are really, really tough on people. The last big bust, the Great Recession, we had all kinds of federal stimulus, Obamacare, things that came that made people's lives a little easier. Of course, now we're in a boom and we're attacked, I mean, by that federal government. They're trying to make things harder on us. There's a sort of perverse damage that booms do to us. We have to catch up. And if we're not catching up, there's not a lot of sympathy for those who aren't. And, you know, and when you think about the problem of this moment in California is homelessness. And homelessness, if you talk to experts, is largely a product of booms. It tends to go up in better economic times.
It seems like, you know, we're always chasing the next boom. We're always trying to sort of find out, okay, how do we jumpstart it? How do we get it underway? Do you think that in some ways maybe not the best focus, that maybe what we should be looking at is trying to moderate both the boom and the bust?
I think that's right. I mean, one of the better successes of the last decade in public policy was the creation of a real rainy day fund. Not nearly big enough, but that's been important. But we should not be chasing booms. You know, Californians, and I get to see them all over the state, we are a up and down and a volatile lot. So we don't need policies that sort of try to chase the booms. We need things that try to stabilize the booms, make the booms maybe a little less boomy and makes the busts a little less damaging. But that requires us to think of California as a place that where we live. And there's something about our concept of California as this fortune-making, almost stock market of a place that makes us chase these booms and ultimately chase a lot of misery.